the Marquis of Bouillie
had a trunk on up his sleeve.
Marquis of Bouillie, a good general, and fiercely loyal to the crown, with his army in the east, hatched a plan to see the king released.
The queen assuming the title Baroness Corf, the papers signed by the king, of course, set forth before the break of day to join up with Bouillie in Alsace-Lorraine.
From the shadows, King Louis, disguised as a humble valet, sneaks out to make his getaway with a small entourage, of course, just a few hundred light horse.
Well, let him go, let him run with his Austrian whore. Let him go to Prussia,
let him go to Austria, let him go and die there.
Let him go,
let him die,
let him run with his Austrian. Instead, and spirited away.
To suggest that the king would run is a damnable lie.
It sticks in our throats and conflicts with our national pride.
But the Austrian court and Brunswick, of course, say they'll declare war if the king's not restored.
You must leave the king alone, or Paris will be torn down, down to the very last stone. Paris will be pulverized down to the very last bone.
Windows, Louis turned to face his peers, a loyal friend, the Comte de Dampierre.